Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
It's always nice to be home. It's the greatest ballpark for me. It's the greatest ballpark in baseball, and the fans are just incredible. Win, lose, or draw, that's really a special thing. I mean, we've had a special thing going on.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Live with us this morning from New York City, Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Morning, Murph.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Murph, so the off day yesterday on Monday, you do anything special in New York? Are you a sightseer or you just kind of hang out?
My daughter and Pedro are here, and they're two beautiful daughters, so I got to spend the day with them.
That's amazing. You know, actually, Lane Grindle, is this like family week or whatever? Lane Grindle from the broadcast team said he was bringing his whole family out there. Is everybody doing that this week?
Yeah, there's a lot here.
Oh, that's
my
cool.
Daughter lives here. She actually lives right outside New York City.
Murph.
And Pedro Alvarez used to work for us, so it's great, man. It was a great day.
Oh, sorry about that. Murph, is this, to me, when I look at this schedule, and I know that as a manager, you all look at every single different scenario when you look at an upcoming series, an upcoming road trip, but is this one of the more dangerous road trips in terms of you're facing two teams that one is a good team, but they're scuffling right now, and you have another team in the Marlins that are playing some of the best baseball during a stretch right now that they've played all season long. But which one is more dangerous when you go into a series, a team that has been scuffling or a team that's been playing well, in spite of you all playing well, of course?
Well, here's the thing. If you look at it that way, you can get yourself in trouble. It's trouble looking at a series as one or the other. You just go play the game. And it sounds cliche. It sounds like, no, you don't really do that. You got to have your mind on. That's what gets you in trouble, when your mind, you know, divides and gets into something different, like, oh, this should be easy, or, hey, this should be really. No, you just go into the series like, hey, we got a game tonight. We're going to win tonight. How do we figure that out? No matter what happens, whatever's thrown at our plate, bad weather, good weather, bad umpiring, good umpiring, whatever's thrown on our plate, how do we win tonight? And I think if you just keep that in the minds of the guys, and hopefully they can, and you just kind of present yourself that way, hey, it's about tonight. We'll get there. Hopefully, God willing, we'll get there, but tonight's important.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us on Brewers 360 this morning. So it looks like, what, Freddie tonight, and then will we see Miz again tomorrow, Murph?
Sure. Yep, that's the way we'll do it.
So I'm sure you've probably heard, but the matchups that are being predicted out is when you come back home, it would be Miz v. Kershaw when we face the Dodgers at American Family Field. I know you said that that's not done deliberately, and it does matter how the rotation falls. But, boy, would that be electric.
Oh, there's no question. You know, to have the opportunity to face off with Kershaw, even though, you know, this is 9-on-9, you know, there's a lot of other players involved. We know pitching is so important, but all that comes with it. But, yeah, it would be great. I have great respect for what Kershaw's done for this game over the last 15 years and how he handles himself, and of course the mighty Dodgers. It's a great opportunity for our fans and for our city, and yeah, I hope everybody comes out.
Murph, how do you feel Miz has been handling himself so far? Because a young rookie, and you can get caught in the hype, and it was him against, well, it was the Brewers versus the Pirates, but the pitching matchup was Miz versus Skeens, and every time he takes the mound, it's going to be a big deal. How has he been able to not get caught up in that?
I think he's battling it every day. You know, I think he knows the right way to be. I think he's thought about this for a long time, years probably, that how am I going to act when I get here? And how am I going to not let things get to me? And here are the potholes that if I don't keep my head down, I'm going to step in. And I think he's done a pretty nice job. And I think he's got a lot of us around him that are nudging him left and right all the time about, you know, hey man, you know, this ain't about you. This is about the Brewers, you know, and he's great. He is great about it. And, he's a beautiful kid, and I know he's excited, and but he's going to go through the ups and downs, and that's what every player does, every great one does, and he's going to get his opportunity to learn those things. So we're going to be right there for him, and hopefully his lows aren't too low, and his highs are done with great perspective.
Murph, do you have an indication, anything you can share with us on the potential return of Brandon Woodruff, when we might see him again?
Yeah, I think you'll see him soon, to be quite honest with you. Yeah, I think he got through his outing, and there was some rain and some other adversity there, but he got through his outing with 83 pitches. He got up four times. I think he's close to ready, if not 100% ready. So you may see him starting this road trip. If not, you'll see him when we get back home.
And
that's how I can put it.
And Murph, finally, a surplus of arms is never a bad thing when you are a manager and you're managing throughout a 162-game season. But when this is the time where the trade deadline is coming up, and I know that you can't really give us a prognosticate and let us know what might or might not happen, but when it's this time of year and you have players that names may be out there circulating, how do you make sure to keep them focused on the task at hand?
Yeah, I think that the harder you try to disguise what's real and you try to pretend like it's not there, it's real. It's part of our game. It's the rhythm of our game. The trade deadline's coming. There's going to be a lot of noise. And you're trying to train the young player, hey man, this is part of it. Don't listen to the noise. You could hear something about yourself or about your buddy that just, you can't listen to it. It ain't over till it's over, and it isn't real until it happens. I just think I've become accustomed to the way the Milwaukee Brewers, we do things, and we've had great success over this last stretch. And the way we do things is keep our head down. You know, whatever happens, somebody taps you on the shoulder, say, hey, that's it, man. You're going to Atlanta. You're going to, you know, Tampa, that's where you're going. And that's part of the business. And I think it's hard, and that's why these guys have these great opportunities and get paid so much. It's a hard life when you have to endure these things. But you try, as the guy that's around them every day, you just try to keep them level-headed. But you don't try to hide it from them. It's there. I don't think that, you know, we're going to subtract that much. I just don't. I don't care what our situation is. I don't think we're going to sell players off, and I don't think we're going to go buy a bunch of players. I become accustomed to, like, here's who we are. We might get Gasser back, you know, with Garrett Mitchell, God willing, the surgery goes well and we get him back at the end. Blake Perkins has got to be available sometime soon. That's our trade deadline in my mind. Now, if the front office who has put us in this position by having, you know, mindful of the depth that we need and doing the great job they've done, you know, if they're working on things, awesome. I can't put my head around it. You know what I mean? I can't go there. So it might not be the answer everybody wants, but I think that we just say, this is our group. This is the guys on the bus. Let's keep driving the bus and see how far we can go, because you can't coast uphill.
Win tonight, Brewers and Mets tonight at 6:10 our time. Thanks so much, Murph.
Thank you, guys.
It'll be Brewers and Mets for a three-game series and then off to Miami. 8:55 on Wisconsin's Morning News.